What's going on, everyone? Rob here. The sponsor for this video is Front Row Football. FRF is a growing social media group that is always trying to expand their platform. Subscribe to their new YouTube channel at Front Row Football for entertaining and enjoyable football content. As well, follow their Instagram at Front Row FBall. They've always been good to me, and I recommend it. Check them out. Let's get right into the madness. Before we get started real quick, I'm sorry for another pop-up. I just want to make it clear that if you enjoy my content on Twitter or even on this podcast, it would mean the world, especially if you're on Apple, to leave me a review, whatever you feel is fair, 5 to 1, 1 to 5, whichever one you prefer. I appreciate it. I appreciate your guys' support. And then if you so feel inclined, there is also an option on Anchor to be a monthly supporter of the account as low as 99 cents. And that also means a lot. So thank you guys for listening, and let's get straight into this. I hope you enjoy the episode. All right, what's going on, everyone? Rob from Everything NYG here. Today, we're going to be doing something a little different. It's going to be my mock draft 2.0, but I'm with two other guys that are huge in the Instagram world. We're going to coexist today. I'm out there on Twitter. They're on Instagram. We have Gavin from the New York Giants Cave. He has 14.4K on Instagram. I've known him very well. I actually sent him a message not too long ago, and it just goes from there. So, Gavin, how's it going, man? Introduce yourself.
What's up, everyone? I'm Gavin. I'm doing good. I own NYG Cave on Instagram, going on about 2 years, post every day, high quality content. You guys should go check it out.
For sure. And then after that, we got Trevor from the NYG Craze. He's at about 2.3K. And Trevor, go ahead and introduce yourself.
What's up, guys? I'm Trevor. Super excited to be doing this. Never really been involved in a podcast or anything like that before. So this should be cool. I've had my account for little over a year, and I'm excited to keep it going.
Awesome. So, like I said, I mean, it's a different world. I've talked to a few of them, you know, several occasions, and it's just a completely different group of people over there on Instagram. It's completely different worlds. But today, I'm going to try to make that one. And like I said, we're going to see different opinions. I know that there's going to be some trades involved, and I know people like to see that. It's a little bit different from my first mock on Twitter. That seemed to be perceived pretty well by everyone. And based off what I've seen with them, I think you'll like it too. So obviously it's unfortunate this year, you know, with this whole coronavirus. I like coronas. I don't like the virus. It's unfortunate to see what's going on. This was going to be an amazing draft with the boats and all that shit going on. But now we're going to have to do it behind basically Skype is what we're doing. Definitely sad, man. I hate to see that. But, you know, at least I know Gavin was telling me earlier, at least we still have the draft. So, it's better than nothing, and I'm thankful to see that. But, you know, without further ado, like I said, what we're going to do is we're going to name off our picks, explain why, and then if there's a trade involved, they'll explain that as well. My pick has been the guy that I have been constantly blasting, as well as I think most other people. Dave Gettledick, if you fuck this up, man, I genuinely will rant again about you. And this is an easy pick for me. And like I said, everyone's different, but for me, it's Isaiah Simmons from Clemson, 6'4", 240 pounds, an absolute freak of nature. This guy can do everything. He's going to play linebacker. He's going to play safety. He's going to play wherever you want him on the field. He can play end. And not too long ago, our new head coach, Joe Judge, he was out there and he was talking about how he wants guys that he can change up every single week. I mean, I don't know if you guys disagree, but there's nobody better than him to do that. He's just been a monster. Ever since his time in Clemson, I mean, he was amazing in the championship game. In his time with Clemson, he's racked up 238 tackles, 28 and a half for loss, 11 sacks and 4 picks, as well as 6 forced fumbles. To me, I feel like this one doesn't need a lot of explanation. This is my pick, 1,000%. And if he is there at 4 and we pass on him, it's going to be rough. So that's my guy. Now let's go into Gavin here and see who he's got.
All right. I'm going to be a little different. I'm going to go with Jedrick Wills, offensive tackle out of Alabama. Okay. I like him a lot. I feel like he's my number one tackle in the draft. I'm kind of prioritizing protecting Daniel Jones for years to come and expanding some holes to Saquon to run through over the insane freaking nature, like you were saying, Isaiah Simmons. Now, this guy, he's a big one. He's 6'6", 320. And the thing about him is he engulfs every defensive end that comes off the end insanely fast. He's very quick feet. His hands are always ready with quick counters. And what's it called? He can transition to left tackle if Nate Solder ever takes a shit, which we all know he does sometimes. Oh. Needs a little more work in that aspect. But besides that, he didn't play much left tackle in college. He played mainly right tackle. But with some work, he can definitely get transferred over there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to make us coexist, and you're going to make everyone hate you. Passing on that, gentlemen. He goes ahead and he takes the offensive lineman. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not a bad pick at all. But I'm curious to see who Trevor takes here.
So, Rob, I'm going to join you in this mock draft and take Isaiah Simmons as well. I like both the ideas of taking Simmons. Ideally, you trade back if you want to go for an offensive tackle. I think Wills is really the only guy worth taking at four. But Simmons, I'm going with him with this pick. Obviously, you've mentioned his athletic frame. He's incredibly versatile. He's got a great burst as a pass rusher. He's got great sideline to sideline range, smooth footwork. He pretty much moves like a DB while playing that linebacker position. But obviously, he can play so many different positions on that defense. Probably the best open field tackler in college football last year. And we all know we've had tackling concerns and coverage concerns both at the linebacker position, and I think he'd really help shore that up.
Exactly. I think he'll cover every – I mean, it's amazing because we need defensive ends, we need safeties, and we need a linebacker. Mm-hmm. And to me, he just – I mean, he can't be everywhere at once, but, I mean, if you're going to get a guy that is going to be instant impact, it's going to be him. But it's the same thing for Gavin's pick. But personally, I know I'm going to make more people hate me. If I'm taking a tackle at four, and again, I'm going to sound – you know, I'm going to take Tristan Wirfs, but okay. Like I said – everyone's going to have their different opinions. I like Wills, but to me, Wirfs is a better prospect. But as a whole, it's can't miss for Isaiah Simmons here. But, you know, everyone's going to have a different opinion. Now, is there any trades that you guys made here in the first round?
Yeah, I traded with the Los Angeles Chargers. Forgot to mention that. So what I did here is we received their number 6 pick, the number 37, and the 112.
Okay.
I think it was a fair outcome.
So you traded back.
Yeah, I traded back to his
spot. Okay, so you took him at 6. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so you picked up an extra second round pick.
Oh, yeah. If I said a 4, the pick's 100% Isaiah. I love that guy.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. I was wondering. I didn't know if you took him at 4 or at 6. So
yeah, 6.
That's what Gavin ended up doing. He traded with the Rams. They traded up, and I'm assuming they got – you know, who would they get if they
Chargers.
Traded? Chargers.
The Chargers traded up. Yeah, Justin Herbert I'm looking for.
Gotcha. Okay, and that's incredibly realistic, man. I mean, I think you could even get even more than that. If you look at through the years, it's crazy to see teams go from, you know, 2 spots up and they get a haul.
Yeah, I just didn't want to push anything.
No, I mean, even with what you got is more than fair. So that's what's going on in round one right now. Gavin traded back to 6. He took Wills and he picked up an extra second rounder. And I think he said a 4th, I think. Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha. OK.
A 2nd and a 4th.
Gotcha. And me and Trevor stayed at 4 and we took Isaiah Simmons. Now, moving on to round 2, this one is going to be interesting. There's going to be a lot of different things that happen, and it's all going to be based off of round 1. Round 1 is going to just 4, 6, 12, wherever we are, whatever we take there is going to set up the second round pick. So if you take an offensive lineman in the first, you're taking an end in the second, likely. For me, I took Isaiah Simmons in the first. So for the second round at pick number 36, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take my lineman here. I took Josh Jones out of Houston, 6'5", 319 pounds. He's got a first round projection on him, so him falling to 36 is a pipe dream, but it would be amazing. My concern with him is this is what happens. You know, you go from, and I fought with somebody on Twitter the other day because, you know, in my opinion, the better linemen come from the later rounds, and I don't know why, but that's just what history tells you. And people are going to be scared when I say this. He reminds me a lot of coming out of college of Eric Flowers. And when I say that, I mean he really has a high ceiling, but a really incredibly low floor. He's raw. He's very raw, and he's going to take a lot of time to be worked into that position. Now, if he does get worked into that proper position where he'd play, because he would be a tackle, he's going to need work, like I said. So it's kind of Eric Flowers 2.0, but the difference between him and Eric Flowers was a run blocker, Jones is a pass blocker. And I feel like you're in a better spot if you get a guy that needs work in the run than he does in the pass. I feel like there's just completely different fundamentals there. Mm-hmm. So I stayed put. Again, this entire draft, I stayed put. I feel like guys fell to me. So that's who I took there is Josh Jones, mammoth of a man, 319 pounds. It's just absolutely insane. But he's going to need some work, like I said. So that's my guy. So far, we picked up a hybrid, and we picked up an offensive tackle. So, Gavin, who'd you take? I know you have 2 seconds, so feel free to name both of those.
Oh, yeah. So my 2 seconds, the first one at 36, I got Zach Bond, edge out of Wisconsin. You got to fill in that gap. We did not pressure the quarterback one bit, even the last 2 to 3 years, nothing. Every single thing, every single quarterback that exited out of our game did not have grass stains on their jersey, clean jerseys. That's one thing I noticed. Never hit the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So I took him at 36 and at 37. I'm redoing the offensive line, complete overhaul. So I'm going to take Cesar Ruiz, center out of Michigan. This guy's a big dude. He's 6'4", 320. He's a big frame, very powerful. He's quick, athletic, really, really good body control. And he's very scheme versatile. He's really interior position friendly. Like, he can go to guard.
Yeah.
And
beautiful.
Let me see what else. Yeah.
You got me. Here's my thing. If I'm not taking Simmons in the first round, what you've given me so far, having back-to-back seconds and doing what you're doing, I'm fine with, man. I wanted to take Bond. He was gone. That, you know, didn't mean to rhyme there, but he was going to, he ended up taking Josh Jones. I would take a tackle no matter what, but I feel like that's a great startup.
Oh yeah. He's a monster.
Yeah. We need a center bad.
And him reuniting with Ryan Conley, both Wisconsin boys.
I know. Yeah, they've talked about it. It was a question in the interview. They asked about it. And I mean, that'd be amazing. I think he's going to go in the first round personally, but we'll see.
Yeah. Hopefully he falls. That'll be great.
So Trevor, you're up. Who'd you take?
So I'm probably going to shock people a little bit here. And instead of going offensive tackle, I'm going center. And the tackle is going to come a little bit later. And I went with Lloyd Cushenberry.
Okay.
While you can say it might be a little bit of a reach, he's a second round talent. And I think what a lot of people don't know about this guy and what I think is really going to stick out to Dave Gettleman about Cushenberry is he's the first offensive lineman in LSU history to wear the number 18, which is a symbol of leadership and selflessness there. So I think that's really going to stand out to Gettleman. In addition to that, he's got great length. He's a guy who communicates very well with his offensive line. He's got good awareness and pass protection, good overall power, recovers well when he does slip up a little bit, and he does a pretty good job getting to the second level and continuing to help there. So might be a little bit of a reach, but I mean, obviously center has been a big issue for us. Jalapio is pretty much out the door at this point. And can't really have much faith in Spencer Pulley. He struggled quite a bit last year. So yeah, I think Cushenberry is going to be my pick in the second round in this mock draft.
Okay. Yeah. No, I think it's smart. You know, the center position this year is, I was telling Gavin earlier, is the most stacked I've ever seen. I mean, usually you have one guy. Last year it was Bradberry, I believe his name was. And then before that, I forget who it was, but we always have one good center and then the rest are kind of eh. This year there's three of them.
Yeah.
Your pick. So, I mean, my personal guy is the one, and I always mess his name up. So I'm just going to say where he's from. He's from Michigan. That's who I like. But we'll see. I don't know. I'm trying to think. What's that guy's last name? The one from Michigan.
Ruiz?
Yeah, him. That's my guy.
He's good.
That's my guy. Yeah. That's who I'd take at 36 if I didn't, you know, take Josh Jones. But
he's real talented.
It's amazing. There's three of them this year. It's crazy. That never happens. So there we go. So we have a trade in the second round where we pick up two more offensive linemen. We pick up an end and another offensive lineman. And then we also have a situation where we have a center. And then for me, we have an offensive tackle. So far we're kind of following the same blueprint for the most part. And I think this is what the Giants will do too. It's just going to be kind of, I don't know. It's going to be just who they like at those positions, but I can't see them going anywhere else than where we've started. So moving on to round three, we've had an amazing start to the draft and any one of the ones that you decide to pick, ideally Isaiah Simmons, but say that's not Isaiah Simmons. I think it's been a great start to the draft. So we're moving on to round three. Now, let me make this clear. This guy was available in my mock draft. I don't think he will be in real life. If this is to happen, if Gettleman does not run up to the podium and not make this pick, I really, you know, I say it a lot. This will do it for me. 1,000%. So my round three, pick 99, he was there for me, is going to be Chase Claypool, Notre Dame wide receiver, 6'4", 229. This guy absolutely destroyed the combine. He reminds me of DK Metcalf from last year. And I think the same thing's going to happen that happened with DK. He got talked up. He was going to go in the first round, slipped all the way to the end of the second. I think that's what will happen with him. And he's not going to be there at 99. God, I hope he is. He ran a 4.42 40-yard dash. At that frame is amazing. He put up 19 reps on the bench, a 40.5 vert, and 126.0 inches broad jump. I mean, stupid. Dumb. Like, just insane. In 2019, he put up 1,037 yards and 66 receptions and 13 touchdowns. He's a guy that's going to come in there, and, you know, a lot of people would like him. A lot of people wouldn't, because he's going to be a tweener like Evan Engram. But just steadily throughout his career, he's grown and grown and grown. And this guy is going to be the type that's going to come in here. He's going to need polishing. But there's just, I said it over and over, and people keep asking me, how do you feel about our wide receiver core? Well, to me, we're missing one number one wide receiver. And to me, Chase Claypool, you really can't look much further if he's there. So that's going to be my pick. And the value in this pick is amazing. So Chase Claypool is mine. Let's hear Gavin's.
All right. So next up, round three, pick 99. I got Troy Dye, linebacker out of Oregon. Now this guy's something else. He's 6'4", 225. He's a little skinny, but he's a run and hit downhill defender. That dude does not let anyone pass him. He quickly diagnoses and reacts to every single play. He dissects every single play. Great athleticism, and always, always drops in space. There's no one open. Great coverage linebacker. And the thing I love about him, like I just said, he's just so good in pass coverage. We've just been lacking that so hard. Like Isaiah Simmons would bring that to the table 100%. But we just still need, in my draft, without him, we need someone who can cover a tight end, because God knows we have no one to do that right now.
Right.
So I'm going to go with him. He plays really, really well when he rushes a QB, too. That's one good thing I like about him.
Yeah. This is nice, guys.
I'm an Oregon fan, so you know I love that Troy Dye pick.
Yeah, I got that from Trev.
Yeah, speaking of, who's your pick?
Okay, so in the third round, I decided to go with Khalid Kareem out of Notre Dame. Obviously, we got Simmons, then we got Cushenberry. Now I'm looking for kind of more of a pure edge rusher. I mean, it'll be interesting to see exactly how our scheme plays out with Patrick Graham. I think ideally, Khalid Kareem is more of kind of a 4-3 edge rusher than a 3-4 edge rusher. But I think in terms of where I was picking and who fell there, Kareem was certainly... He was really high on the board, and he was certainly the number one edge rusher on the board. So I just went for it. He's got good length, good power. Even though we don't really need an interior edge rusher right now, he's got that inside outside versatility. His release out of his stance is really good in my opinion. He lacks some burst, but hopefully with good coaching and some continuing in his development. That can continue to rise. So yeah, I went with Kareem there.
Perfect. So in this round, we're a little bit tossed up. We got a wide receiver, we got an edge rusher, and we got a linebacker. So to me, the top needs for the Giants are obvious to everyone else: linebacker, edge, safety, offensive line, and then wide receiver is important for me. But it kind of looks like I've been saying the last few rounds, we're following that same blueprint. We're getting what we need. We're just going to have different opinions on each player, but. So far, I think all of us have covered every base. I've picked a linebacker, a tackle, a wide receiver, and they've covered their base as well. One went heavier on the offensive line. The other one's been a little bit more versatile. So it's a little bit all over the place, but I'm going to tell you guys into the fourth round about a guy that we just in no way, shape, or form know anything about. I'm telling you, watch. You've never heard of him. He wasn't just spoke about. Round four, pick 110. I took Khalid Kareem, defensive end, Notre Dame. he fell to me right here. Massive guy, kind of verbatim what Trev said. He's 6'4", 265. He's a massive guy. And to me, Dave Gettleman, this is all he wants. He wants his hog molly thing. I wish he'd stop saying that. It didn't work out, but that's what he wants. He wants the big guys, you know, just like he likes his donuts. So I'm going to go ahead and take it here. He's not going to be the fastest guy in the world. He's not going to be twitchy. He's not at all, but his production is decent for what he is. He's got, in his career, 3 years there, 26 tackles for loss, 13 sacks, and 8 pass deflections, which is what really stood out to me. 8 pass deflections is pretty good for 3 years at his stature. So basically just a little bit to go over him, exactly kind of what I said. He has a very strong And just like what Trevor said, he's a bull rush. He's not a finesse move type of guy. He's a bull rush guy at his size, and he plays inside and outside. And I think that's another reason why Dave Gettleman's going to love him. If they need to throw him in the inside, they can. If he needs to be the outside, he can. So if he does fall around four, which I think based off what I've seen, I think he will, but I think he'll go early in four or very late in three. Again, just that's kind of what I've tried to do in this draft. The value right there would be amazing. So that's going to be my pick at round four. Let's move on and see who Gavin took.
All right, round four, pick 110. I got Kaylon Wallace, safety out of Clemson. Now, this guy, I like him a lot. His coverage spacing is great. And the one thing I watched a lot of film with him, and not with him, over him. He always jumps around, gets the pick. I love it. He either gets the pick or tips the ball for an incomplete pass. It's just something great to watch. He's a great tackler. He always finishes good form. And one big thing with him, he excels in zone coverage. So yeah. when he's with man, it's okay. He does get beat, but not awful. And then the great thing about him too, he's very flexible and he's got awesome ball skills.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see who Trev took.
All right, so finally, I addressed the offensive tackle position. with this pick, I'm going Terrence Steele, offensive tackle out of Texas Tech. He's a big guy. He's 6'6", 312 pounds. And, you know, he's obviously not the most amazing tackle in this draft, but it's good value for where I was picking. He's got good length, good power and physicality. The main thing though is he does lack that power on the lower half of his body. So if he really wants to be successful at the NFL level, he's gonna have to get some work done there. But he carries good momentum well into his blocks. I just thought the value there was good. The one thing I can say about him, I didn't watch a ton of Texas Tech throughout the year, although I have watched film on him, but he did hold his own in the Senior Bowl, and that's
yeah, that was a big thing. I knew that name when you said it. Yeah, from the Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's another thing. I think with Trev, I think the thing that where we're obviously different is that tackle spot. So I see what you mean. I understand. You know, I get it to take it later. And some people are going to disagree. Some people will agree. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what he does. Now, what Trev decided to do was address the center position before he addressed tackle. But both were addressed. So that's a good pick there in round four by all three of us, I believe, value-wise. But I think we're kind of all mocking each other here with our picks. It's funny because in round five, I decided to go and take Julian Blackman, safety out of Utah. So I took mine around later, and the value there is stupid. Julian Blackman, this is a guy that's been constantly underrated this entire process. Pisses me off how underrated he is. He plays strong safety technically, so he's not ideally our fit, but we could always put Jabril at free. I know people won't like that, but hear me out. So he's 6'1", 204, and like I said, his biggest issue is his spacing inconsistencies, but this dude developed his brand at Utah as a hitter. This guy is a tackle machine and a hitter. He's good at what he does, man, period. He's very good at what he does last year alone. And like I said, he's not great in coverage, but he's a ball hawk. He's got 9 picks in his 4 years there, 4 of them coming in 17, 4 of them coming in 19, 1 in 18. That's when they moved him around a little bit. So he isn't great in space, but from what I've seen, he's better in man. So it's a little bit different than Gavin's pick. This one's better in man than he is in zone. But I think that this guy is a perfect, absolutely perfect piece to play a hitter for us in Landon Collins, basically, but also can cover. And it will give Jabril Peppers a lot more ability to be thrown around. So Julian Blackman here in round five, amazing value. Very happy with that pick. Let's move on to see what Gavin took.
All right, so I'm still in the fourth round with my trade, and it's actually pretty good value. I'm at 112. Our other pick was 110. So what I did here is I took Alex Highsmith, edge out of Charlotte. Now, I love him. He is 6'4", 240. He's pretty big build. And for him, I think his value is great. I know I took Zach Bond in the second, but you cannot have enough edge rushers. But obviously, it was one of our biggest problems besides covering linebackers and no time to throw. But for the first thing, he is very good at dissecting and picking parts, picking plays apart, like I said about the other guy. He has a great football IQ, knows where the ball carrier is going at all times. He's an explosive finisher in every single aspect of the game. Either it's coming down with a sack, hitting the freaking running back, right in the hole, covering tight ends. Even at edge, he's actually very well in coverage, not going to lie. He excels in rushing the passer. He excels in rushing the passer. And he definitely needs to work on his run defending, but he does hit the hole hard when there is one in there. That's what I got there.
Gotcha. And then you have one more, right?
Yeah, I got – so at round five, I don't know if this is a reach or not. I think he can definitely drop here. I got pick five, 150, Colin Johnson, wide receiver out of Texas.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. I love this guy. He's a big frame, 6'5", 220. See, the thing is, some people have some speculation that he might transfer to tight end, but I think what we need is an outside receiver that's big frame that DJ can just throw the ball up to and he'll win it with every 50-50 ball. Like, we had that same idea with Brandon Marshall. That did not work out. That injury plague season, that was awful.
Yeah, it was really bad.
So he is, for his size, it's insane how athletic he is. He was hurt, I think, year before last or last year. So he didn't play often, but when he did, he was explosive. He has a huge catch radius and uses size to absorb all hits. Doesn't fumble often at all. See, the thing is with him is he wins most 50-50 balls. And he's really good when he might be a big receiver. He's not like Jerry Jeudy. He's not going to beat the guy pressed right off the line. But on those post routes or anything like that, go routes, he's got it almost every time.
Gotcha. Okay, good pick there. Finally, you addressed wide receiver. I'm curious what Travis takes here.
I'm going to do the same thing and address the wide receiver position.
Okay. There you go. Trevor, excuse me, by the way.
Yeah, you're good. I took Quintez Cephas, I think I'm pronouncing that right, out of Wisconsin. I like him a lot. He's a good route runner. He's a physical receiver too, which we need. He's really good at tracking the ball. Does a good job at creating separation. And another thing I like about him, which is good to have at the wide receiver position, is he's a feisty blocker.
Yeah.
That's if he ends up getting solid playing time and he can translate that well at the NFL level, it's just going to help out Saquon even more when he decides to cut it to the outside. Mm-hmm. He lacks that second gear a little bit. And obviously, you know, when you're taking a guy as late as this, I mean, not late, but it's a mid-round pick, they're going to have some cons to their game. But I think overall it's great value and he's got solid potential at the NFL level.
There you go. Yeah, I agree. That's what I constantly saw on him on my notes on that guy specifically, was the blocking. Mm-hmm. Kind of what you said exactly was he's not the most productive guy, but he blocks well, and pairing him with Shepard would be nice. So good picks there all around, especially for the late round value. And moving on to round six, I told Gavin before we started this, I'm telling you right now, wherever this guy goes, watch what he does. This is my sleeper of the entire draft. This is my guy of the entire draft. This is one of the, take it with a grain of salt, one of the better players in the draft. I'm telling you, watch. Round six, pick 183. I took Gabriel Davis, wide receiver from UCF, 6'3", 212. So I've went ahead and I've taken two wide receivers in this draft. So to me, I feel like we needed to do this. I feel like we needed to address the wide receiver position heavier than we did. I feel like we needed to do it in free agency, and we didn't. So to end up with Claypool and Davis, two of my favorite receivers in the draft outside of the first round guys, I would be ecstatic. I watched every game of his live over in Orlando at UCF. Every game. And this guy, every time, no matter who we played, was the best player on the field. 10 out of 10 times. Absolutely electric player. And it's another one, just like Claypool, he got better and better. He went from 4-7 to 12 touchdowns. And last year as a junior, he's huge. Like I said, he's a very big guy, and he still racked up 72 catches, 1,241 yards.
Wow.
12 touchdowns. And I'm telling you, this guy on the field, not only just as a receiver, but as a special teamer, every single snap, he was hand-fighting his corner, and he made stupid plays on the ball. I mean, type of plays that you see out of Jerry Jeudy, I promise you, flip on the tape, he made against the best competition that we'd play every week. UCF plays some good competition, and he made them look stupid every time. This guy's a special player, and I'm talking so highly about him because I want to make sure it's clear that I'm telling you, whoever gets this guy, and if he is used right, made an amazing pick. And I don't care what anybody says about him being a wide receiver four at the next level. This guy can easily turn around and be a wide receiver one for a team, and I'd love for it to be us. Gabriel Davis, my sleeper of this draft. fuck around and take him, I'm going to lose my shit. So let's move on to Gavin, see who he takes.
All right, so I address the linebacker position again. I'm going with Jacob Phillips out of LSU. He's known for his hot football IQ. See, I've said that a lot with a lot of players, but I love players like Ryan Conley. Like, you saw him at the end of every single tackle. Sorry, I can't speak today. And just always near the ball, always know what's going on, dissecting every single play. Another thing with him, he's a great tackle radius. He shoots gaps incredibly well. I like that because remember that Cardinals game? We cannot stop that one running back. That was just straight up embarrassing. We got to fix that. Yeah, and then he's the thing with him, he's a developmental player. So, like, he's not going to start right out of the gate, obviously, with this late-round pick. But with some coaching, some reps, I can definitely see him being a big, big part of this team.
Gotcha. Okay. And what about the next pick? Let's see here.
All right. Is this my pick now?
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna add some depth to the cornerback position. Obviously, we signed Bradberry in free agency, hoping to get a big second year jump out of DeAndre Baker. But you know, just to add some depth, I'm going with Lamar Jackson, cornerback out of Nebraska.
Oh, he was there. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, he was one of the highest players on the board available, and it was too much to pass up. 6'2", 206 pounds. Great athleticism, great length, pretty good ball skills. I really like his upside in the red zone and the goal line. He struggles a little bit in short zones, but he's a guy who I think will be successful if you use him to his strengths. He's not great on all assets of the game, but he's got certain aspects of the game where he's very good. So I think if you use him to his strengths, he's a guy who could be pretty successful.
100%. Yeah, I think I like I said when you said the name, I was, you know, everybody's gonna Lamar Jackson. I was amazed when I heard him be on the board. And kind of like I said, I swear we're doing this on purpose. In my round seven, my first pick, Gettleman. You know, man, you don't need 4th, 7th round picks. I promise you, you really don't. You can go to. he's been a nut over having 4 7th round picks. That's fine. Do your thing, man. But you know, you're gonna end up cutting him anyways. I shouldn't say that. That's not true. But let's be real here. How many of the four are gonna stick? I don't really know. But I think if one of them will, the guy that I saw here, was another guy. This was just a very good draft. I got very lucky with the guys that were there. But round seven, pick 218, I took Jace Whitaker, cornerback out of Arizona.
Nice.
Stat stuffer right here. Stat stuffer. 5'11", 185. So small frame. But if you look at his stats at Arizona, he was there freshman to senior year. And another guy that this is what I like to see in players. He got better and better every year. He went from 22 to 35 to 46 to 55 tackles. He went from 1 to 3 to 3 on intercept. Well, 0, 1 to 3 to 3 on interceptions. From based off everything that I've seen on this guy, like I just said, stat stuffer. He's better in man than he is in zone. But how Arizona seemed to use him was to play like a safety. He constantly was getting into the backfield and making tackles on the running back. And that's where you see those tackles. It's kind of like Richard Sherman. So for me here, this is a depth guy. He's not going to start. But to have him instead of, you know, and I'm not giving up on Ballantyne yet, but to have him over Ballantyne, I'd take it. So that's my pick there. I'm not going to go too into detail. I'm sure you guys won't either with our 7th round picks, but that's my guy there.
All right. So up next, I got some offensive tackle depth. I'm taking Calvin Throckmorton out of Oregon. And him, he's got a lot of cons. The thing with him is his bad feet, his hands are really lazy. He gets really lazy. He gets beat a lot off the edge. But I think with some coaching, he can very easily fix that. He's a big frame. He's 6'5", 310. He plays with good, tolerance on the edge. The thing is, he gets beat a lot, but he gets right back up. He doesn't sit there. He's not an Eric Flowers type guy.
Mm-hmm.
He shows potential to play different positions up front. He played tackle, but I've also seen a couple of plays from different games. He switched up to guard, did well. And see, I didn't really go into a lot with him because he's just a 7th round pick. I don't really think much, but he's a developmental player, I think.
Yeah, they all are. 7th round always is. But you can find, I mean, Tom Brady.
Exactly.
Tom Brady. I know. So, Trevor, who'd you take here in the first of many 7th round picks?
This is 218 overall, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. So at this pick, I'm taking Stephen Sullivan, tight end, of LSU. And I like the value here. Obviously, we've got some talent at the tight end position, as long as Ingram can stay healthy and we can get more production and more value than we have out of him. But I thought this was good value here. He's 6'5", 248 pounds. And his real strengths are in the passing game.
Yeah.
He's got upside as a receiver. He's got a great catch radius. He's pretty good when contested too. He lacks some of that power and toughness as a blocker. But if he can develop and put on some more strength there and develop as a blocker more, I think there's some potential there.
Yeah, no, 100%. So, you know what I'm going to do here, for the last three picks, honestly, just what I'll do is I'll name my three. You guys name your three. We don't need to. I know not all of us have a lot of detail on these guys. I can tell you I don't. So just name them off, talk a little bit about them. So I'll give you my last three. The picks are going to be 228, 247, and then Mr. Irrelevant at 255. At 228, this is another really good value pick. This is one guy that I actually do know plenty about. Shocked he was there again. Francis Bernard, linebacker, Utah, 6'1", 235. His stats are there, man. Really good. In 3 years there, I know he transferred around. 3 years there, 79 tackles in 18, 85 in 19. But the thing that stuck out to me was in both of those years, he had 5.5 and then 7.5 tackles for loss and 5 picks. So he seems to be, and like I said, I'm not going to lie to you, I don't know enough about him to be able to tell you what he's good at and what he's bad at. But I like that. I like the production. I watched a little bit on him. And he seemed to be really good at exactly, you know, kind of doing everything, to grain of salt, to what he is expected to do. And he'll be great depth for us. So that's what I took there. That would be a great pick. I know I took a long time to take another linebacker, but when you take someone like Isaiah Simmons, you really don't need to worry about it too much because, you know, I'm not going to go into it. I'll get pissed off. Blake Martinez was a great signing, period. And we have Ryan Connolly. We have more depth than you think there, so fuck off about the Blake Martinez stuff. Great pick. Seriously, great signing there. 247. You haven't heard about this guy. Not one time before. Stephen Sullivan, tight end, LSU, 6'5", 248. He's already been spoken on. I'm not going to speak anymore on him. We need another tight end. I don't know what's going to happen with Evan Ingram. I love Caden Smith, but this guy would be nice to have with Red Ellison retiring. And then Mr. Relevant, this guy would be stupid value, man. I'd be so hyped to get Mr. Four Eyes Blankenship, kicker out of Georgia. If we can grab this guy at Mr. Irrelevant, it'll actually be a splash pick of a Mr. Irrelevant. I don't know if he'll play, but like I told Gavin earlier, we had a talk before the start. That's why I keep saying that. I'm not crazy. look what the Panthers did. They took Butker. He just got paid. He's second in a percentage behind the arguably the best kicker of all time, right? Justin Tucker. They cut him, and look what happened. I think Blankenship really has the potential to be like a Harrison Butker. He's going to end up on a team, potentially get cut if they already have a starter, and he's going to fuck around and be a beast. So that's my last three picks in the seventh round. Let's move on to Gavin, and then we'll go from there. But that's my draft, and it'll be posted after the episode. Go crazy.
All right. So I got LeVert Hill, cornerback out of Michigan. This guy, he's all right. Couldn't really find anything better at value at that round, but he's got good man coverage skills for his size of 5'11". He excels at zone coverage, great ball hawking skills, and he's really, really, what's it called? He's got a lot of toughness, competitive toughness. He's a little shit talker, just like Jalen Ramsey, but I guess he can do that in college. He's pretty dominant in college, not going to lie. Then I'm going to take a quarterback depth right here. I'm going to go Cole McDonald out of Hawaii. He's got a big social media following.
Oh, that's funny.
But he's a big frame with strong arms, 6'4", 220. He's a fearless thrower who challenges coverages. He'll do anything to win. Like, he'll throw in any situation. He's not scared to pass the ball. And the one good thing about him, he knows when to bail out of the pocket. He knows. Just feels the pressure. He's got good pocket awareness. And then last, not least, Mr. Irrelevant, I got Reggie Corbin, running back out of Illinois. He resembles Darren Sproles a lot. This guy, he's insanely underrated. Like, I just get mad, just like you said. His moves are insane. I can't really explain it. You just got to watch. His elusiveness and his athleticism is just top tier. It's insane that he's available in multiple mock drafts at this round. Yeah. It's just unfair, but you'll see. Once you get in the league, maybe in preseason, you'll see a lot of highlights of him.
Yeah, and Trevor, before you go here, man, I got to ask, why are there so many quarterbacks that come out of Hawaii? Why is that a thing? I don't know.
Funny.
CF starting quarterback from Hawaii. We have Marcus Mariota. I'm going to ask what I'm talking about now, but I don't understand that. I mean, shit, do your thing. My sister was born in Hawaii. I just don't know why that's a thing. Anyways, we'll move on to Trevor now. Me and Gavin are wrapped up here.
Perfect. All right. So with the first of these last three picks, I'm going to take John Runyon. If you out of Michigan, 6'5", 321 pounds. If you recognize the name, it's because his dad was a Pro Bowler in the NFL. He's got good football IQ. There's no surprise there. He probably learned a lot from his dad. He's got good reaction skills. He's a strong athlete, and he moves pretty well. Another thing about him is he's flexible between guard and tackle positions. And other than that, I'd say the main thing is he lacks control a little bit, and he could use his hands a little bit better. Obviously, we need help at the offensive tackle position. It was good value, and I'd only taken one tackle to this point, so I went ahead and took John Runyon there. With the next pick, I went with Jalen Elliott, who is a safety out of Notre Dame. He's an explosive player. He's got good quickness. He's better in zone than man, but he's a hard hitter. And obviously, at this point, you're going to have more cons to these players. So he struggles a little bit. He's a little bit too aggressive on his angles, which you'd like to see him improve. And he lacks some strength, so he's not going to project super well when he's covering tight ends and stuff like that. But overall, I thought it was pretty good value. And I hadn't taken a safety yet. My last pick is J.J. Taylor, which I thought was – there's a reason I like this pick a lot. So he's a small guy. He's 5'5", 185 pounds, running back out of Arizona. And one of the biggest cons to this guy's game is he's not going to be an every down back. So that's why I like it. He could be a decent complement to Saquon. You could throw him in every now and then. He's got good athleticism and explosiveness for his size, solid hands and route running as a receiver, which you like to see out of your running backs. And he's got good vision, good footwork. And obviously, he's not going to be a great pass protector at that size. But overall, I thought it was a pretty solid pick with Mr. Elvin.
Gotcha. All right. So, I mean, like I said, I'll put mine up separately, and if they want to send it to me, I can do that as well. But, you know, that was potentially Ghetto Dick's draft. I don't know what he'll do, especially I'm scared that he's going to be at home eating donuts while he makes these picks. He's going to get a sugar high, and he's going to take, like, he's going to trade back to 32. He's going to take Jordan Love at 32. I don't know, man. We'll see. But as a whole, that's from Gavin at NYG Cave. Trevor at NYG Craze. That's our take on our mock drafts. A little bit something different that I wanted to bring on here. And I wanted to bring our two worlds and collide them together. So definitely make sure you guys go check them out on Instagram. It's worth the follow. Good guys, as you can tell, and they know what they're talking about. They're not like some idiots like we have in the rest of this franchise. They're everywhere.
They are everywhere.
Martinez, man. They'll tell you. I mean, how much we should have kept Odell Beckham. Oh, man. as a whole, I appreciate both of you being on here. I appreciate you guys doing the work to make these drafts and get a little bit of information on them. Other than that, man, just, you know, with everything going on right now, make sure you're staying inside, man. Crank the beers. Do what you got to do inside. Just stop being an idiot. Stop throwing pandemic parties. Just relax a little bit. You'll be all right. Everything's good. We're going to get this train back on track for whatever way we're heading. So one last time from Gavin and Trevor, if you guys have anything else to mention, again, I appreciate you guys being here.
Perfect. Thank you for having me.
Of course. And again, so make sure you guys go check them out. This has been Everything NYG's Madness with Rob. Check me out on Twitter. Check them out on Instagram. And until the next one, stay safe, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.